Morning, Bobby.
Hey, thank you very much, Basil, and good morning, Millsy. Warnings against travel, events being canceled, financial markets in disarray. Oh, it's all in the sweeping fallout from the coronavirus pandemic. President Trump this morning.
I made a very tough decision last night.
And there's European Union blowback this morning to that decision, announced in a rare primetime Oval Office address last night.
We will be suspending all travel from Europe to the United States for the next 30 days.
Exceptions to that ban taking effect tomorrow. Healthy Americans returning home from Europe and travel from the UK. The EU complains it was blindsided. Most investors hated the decision, so Wall Street, which entered bear market territory yesterday for the first time in 11 years, slid further today, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average closing 2,352 points down. That is a loss of 10%. Nonetheless, the president this morning provided a positive spin in a White House photo op.
It goes away. It's going away. We want it to go away with very, very few deaths. Well, relative to other countries, we have very few cases.
Now, there's so much going on. Give us a rapid fire of other events.
The one-on-one Democratic candidates debate between Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders, set for Phoenix on our Sunday night, will be held instead in Washington, D.C. at CNN studios. The Gold Coast hospitalization of Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson after they tested positive is big news here as it is there. New York's Broadway theaters will be shuttered until at least April 12th. The National Basketball Association, the NBA, has suspended its season indefinitely. The College Athletic Association, the NCAA, says its basketball playoffs and title game, what we call March Madness, will be played, but in empty stadiums. The National Hockey League and Major League Soccer just suspended their seasons. And Millsy and Basil, Major League Baseball has now been canceling all of the rest of spring training, which has already been underway for about a month. And the start of the regular season, due to start late this month, it's postponed for at least 2 weeks.
No, there you go.
What are we going to watch?